He'll play left field and bat third. Cam Buford at first base. It's cleanup. Grant Norris, his dad, is here tonight. Will play shortstop, bat fifth. Parker Cadu at third base will hit sixth. Knox Preston behind the plate batting seventh. Caleb Hill in center field hits eighth. And Josh Spiegel, home run and a double last night, will be the DH. And he will hit ninth with Jeremy Neff on the mound. The book on Neff looks like this. The 6'3", 200-pound left-hander, 23 years of age, out of Virginia Tech and West Palm Beach, Florida, where Joe has a winter home. 3-0 with a 1.50 ERA, 28 strikeouts, and only 6 walks. We're talking about nearly a 5-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Against Mahoney Valley the last time, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, struck out 6, walked 2 back on the 12th. He got the win in that game. He's making his 5th start. 24 innings, 5 runs, 4 earned, 16 hits, 28 strikeouts, 6 walks. He has hit 2 just for good measure. And here is Rodney Martin. Dale Summit Orchestra and Choir with the singing and playing of our national anthem. Opening pitch from America's Carpet Outlet in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletic.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Just a perfect night for baseball in August as the Spikes get ready for the rubber game of the three-game set with Trenton, the two teams separated by one game in the second half of the MLB Draft League standings. Jeremy Neff on the mound defensively. Cam Buford is at first. Kyle Russell at second. Grant Norris at short with Parker Cadu at third. Sebastian Castro in left. Caleb Hill in center. Cooper Hext in right. And Knox Preston behind the plate. Don Galarol balls and strikes. Ian Pittenger will be at first, and Pete Lackis down at third. Opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Ryan Vogel steps in at 3:09, home run 13 knocked in with 7 doubles, 2 triples. And for Jeremy Neff, his first pitch of the ball game on its way. There's a strike right down the heart. It is 0-1. Neff comes in, 1.50 ERA. That is second in the league. Opposing hitters, 182 batting average against him. That's good for sixth in the league. The pitch just missed the outside corner that time. It is 1-1. Neff has been the pitching victim of two of the cancellations where he started each time, got 3-4 innings into each game, and then had to stop. That pitch a strike. It's 1-2 with breaking ball that time. Neff out of Virginia Tech began his career at Richmond. And the pitch. Low and outside, 2-2 the count. Between Richmond and Virginia Tech, he averaged 9.3 strikeouts per 9 innings. He is making his 5th official start with the Spikes, even though it would be his 7th start. He started the other 2 games, but officially his 5th. 2-2. On the ground, left side, under Cadu, picked up by Norris. Throw to first, stretch by Buford, not in time. It'll be an infield hit. Great effort by Norris that time going in the hole. After Cadu couldn't cut it off, it really lessened the opportunity to get a guy with Vogel's speed. And Vogel has 12 stolen bases. He is 12 of 14 in stolen bases. He is 4th in the league in stolen bases. Rosso to the plate. Rosso went 1-for-3 last night, scored 2 runs. He is 3-for-9 in the series with 4 runs scored. Middle infield at double play depth. And there goes Vogel. Pitches a strike, throw to second, and he is, oh, wow. He slid around at that time and beat it. 0-1 the count. Great job of going around the tag. Good throw by Preston, by the way. Really good throw. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Low and outside, 1-1 the count. So Vogel on second after the infield hit and the stolen base. Stolen base number 13 for him. Out to his lead at second. Neff goes set and to the plate. Outside, it's 2-1. 89 with that fastball. Neff's numbers here, better than they were at Virginia Tech. Pitch. Roll on the ground. Foul. Pass Matt Sweeney coaching at first. Really a token effort. Pulled back. It was like watching a guy with alligator arms that time. What the heck? Last time I saw that was Jerry Valeri when they said if he'd pick up the check, who pulled back? Unbelievable. What? 2-2. Adonis Smith coaching at third. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Outside low goes full 3-2 on Rosso. Andy Blake on deck. Rosso all told. 280, home run 11 knocked in with 4 doubles. With the Spikes in the first half, he hit 467 in the 4 games he played here. He was 7 of 15. Pitch. Call, strike 3, got him. Took a little while to think about that one, but when he thought about it, he liked it. And that's strikeout number 1, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, our view of health care about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainitney.org, and here's Andy Blake. Blake, out of the Angels organization, after playing with the Salt Lake Bees, is now hitting 349 in 12 games with Trenton. Two home runs, nine knocked in, two doubles. He went 2-for-4 last night. Takes a strike at his 0-1. Blake in the series is 3-for-9. Neff goes set. And the 0-1. That's low and inside. 1-1 the count. 72-degree night. The breeze blowing out, but less than 5 miles per hour. But it is blowing straight out. So it's not going to hold anything up tonight. 1-1. And Neff, with Vogel on second, deals. In there for a strike, get his 1-2. 90 with that fastball from Jeremy that time. 320 left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. 1-2 the count. Outside 2-2. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet high at the huge new video board in left center. All the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the monster with the grandstand above it. 2-2 on Blake. And the pitch. Ooh, that just missed. Good call. Right call. Just missed. Full 3-2 on Andy Blake. One out. Vogel on second. Opening inning. Neff stares in. Blake in that right-handed box waits. Neff goes set and to the plate. It's on the ground, backhanded by Cadu. Plants, fires across, over the head of Buford, off the padding of the wall. Second and third with one out. That'll be an E5. He just airmailed it the first that time. And now Neff has to work out of a mess. Ball hasn't left the infield, but he has to work out of a mess. Jack O'Reilly had a three-run homer last night. O'Reilly with that home run, 23 knocked in, nine doubles, a triple. In the second half, by the way, he's hitting 333, good for seventh. He's also sixth in hits with 34. That home run was his one hit. He went 1-for-5 last night. He is 3-for-9 in the series and takes a strike at his 0-1. So Neff's had to throw extra pitches in this inning. Here is the set. And the 0-1. Up high and away, 1-1. Ball and a strike. Ball hasn't left the infield, but he's got second and third and one out. One ball, one strike. High and away for a ball. 2-1 to O'Reilly with Darrow on deck. Neff now walks around the mound just a little bit. He's trying to settle himself in. He's induced two ground balls and a strikeout. But he's got second and third, one out. 2-1. Line foul, past the bag at third. Vogel looks around and goes, okay, that missed me, right? Yeah. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Would the Trenton guy quit? He's up there. Oh, come on. 72 tonight. Sit by the window. 2-2 the count. Scary. Here's the set. And the pitch. Outside full 3-2. So he's had a couple 3-2 counts in this inning. Let me guess. He grew up in a desert town. Dry heat. 3-2 the count. Second and third, one out. Neff delivers. Foul to the plate by O'Reilly. Fouled it off his foot that time. Try and walk that off. I think he fouled it off his left foot, which would be his front foot. Both teams wearing their blues tonight. 3-2 the count. Neff to the plate. Hit in the air, foul, first base side to the tarp. I mean, Buford just looked at it. He knew it was about 8 rows back, and it was. Still 3-2, new baseballs brought out by Chris Shull for home plate umpire Don Goller. Spikes wearing their blue jerseys tonight, gold trim, blue hats, white pants, blue stripe. Trenton wearing the gray pants tonight, but they're wearing their blue jerseys with the light blue sleeves. Outside ball, 4 bases loaded. Good job by O'Reilly to work that walk, and now it's Durow, the McDonald strikeout guy. Durow hit a 3-run homer last night. He also had a double. He went 2-for-5, knocked in 3. Durow is 3-for-8 in the series. Overall, Durow at 277, 3 home runs, 21 knocked in with 6 doubles. He is 4th in the league with the 3 home runs. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. So the ball hasn't left the infield, and the bases are loaded with 1 out. Here's the set and the pitch. Down low, 2-0. Neff now goes to the landing spot on the mound and covers it with some dirt. 2-0 the count, middle infield, double play depth. Double play gets them out of it. Spikes have turned 25. Neff waits and delivers. That's hit foul. First base side clears the roof and out of play to Porter Gardens. It's 2-1. Wind's kicked up a little bit. It's blowing straight out tonight. It's less than 5 miles an hour. But the bottom line is it won't hurt you. Everybody gets their leads. 2-1 the count, the pitch. That was down low for a ball. It's 3-1 now. Neff caught the plate, but low that time. 3 balls and a strike. Neff looks in. Gets what he wants. And the 3-1. Hit in the air, center field, going back on the run. Hill reaches up, won't get there. This is going to clear the bases. When this is all said and done, it will be 3-0. On his way to third, Durow into third, slides. He's got himself a bases-clearing triple. It's 3-0 Trenton. Well, so much for the ball not leaving the infield. It did there. 3-0. And here's Pete DeRocher at the plate. DeRocher, the right fielder, 1-for-4 last night, drove in 2. He is 3-for-9 in the series. Swing and a miss. Infield up all the way around. Gave up 5 in the first inning last night, 3 in this one tonight. Neff delivers. And in the air, foul over the roof and out of play. It's quickly 0-2 on DeRocher. DeRocher with Trenton at 289. Home run 13 knocked in. 2 doubles, a triple. With the spikes, he had 235 in the 4 games in the first half with an RBI. That's foul past Adonis Smith, the third base coach. It's 0-2 still. 1 out. 3 runs in on the bases clearing triple by Hunter Durow, who's had a terrific series. Neff looks in. And the 0-2. Outside, 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. Here's the set by Neff to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him at 2nd strikeout of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. 4th year in a row, Mountain Indy Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Chris Reeder, the catcher, didn't play in last night's game. In Tuesday night's game, he went 3-for-5 with a run scored. Reeder, all told, at 3:30, home run, 13 knocked in with two doubles. Swing and a miss, breaking ball that time. It is 0-1. So 3-0 Trenton. Last night it was 5-0. As Neff tries to keep the damage down here. A pitch outside for a ball. Big error, of course, helped lead to this. Right now he'd be out of the inning. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Went breaking ball again. That was the changeup. Ball and two strikes. Neff, long look at the catcher. Knox Preston gets what he wants. Pitch outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes the count. Neff came into this game. 3-0 record. And the pitch. Line foul past the third base coaching box as the helicopter at the Mount Nittany Medical Center to our left lifts off. My understanding is when the new tower is built, and every once in a while for those who watch some camera shots when they're looking at second base, you can see the tower being built in the background. That's where the new helipad's going to be. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza and State College on South Athens Street. They offer same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. Three runs on two hits and one error, one left. Half inning gone, Trenton 3, State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Three nothing Trenton to the bottom of the first, and Sonny Fauci on the mound. Fauci, the 6'3", 210-pound right-hander from Old Bridge, New Jersey, did his pitching at Rutgers, 23 years of age. He won't turn 24 until November 5th. Fauci making his 11th appearance and his sixth start, 3-3 with a 3.48 ERA, 33 2/3, just 23 hits. That's outstanding. 22 runs, 13 earned. He has struck out 42, walked 27, hit 6. Opposing batters, 195 against him. He started here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park on August the 3rd, went 5 innings, 7 runs all earned. Struck out 8, walked 5, and took the loss that night. So, Sonny Fauci. Second half, opposing hitters 200 against him, good for 10th in the league. Cooper Hecks leads it off. Hecks went 2-for-5 last night, scored 3 runs, stole 2 bases, outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Defensively, Hunter Duro at first. Chase Engelhardt is at second. Andy Blake at short. Ian Battipaglia is down at third. Jack O'Reilly in left. Ryan Vogel in center. Pete DeRocher in right. And Chris Reeder behind the plate. That pitch misses. It is 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. And the pitch. Whoa, it just missed his head. Batting helmet flew off. It's 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. And here's Fauci with a 3-0 count, and the pitch to Hext. Up high, ball 4. That's how he started last night. A 4-pitch walk last night in his first at-bat, and he's aboard here. And remember, he stole 2 bases last night. He is 10 of 11 in stolen bases and is currently 7th in the league with those 10 steals. And here's Kyle Russell. Russell went 0-for-5 last night with a walk and a run score. He also drove in a run. 272, he's driven in 14. Down low, it's a ball, 1-0 the count, and so far he hasn't found the strike zone. He'll throw that ball out. Tim Battle coaching down at third, and Lasting's Millage at first. And the pitch. That's got thrown away. Bounces right back to the catcher, Reeder, but it's an easy move to second on the wild pitch for Cooper X. 2-0 now the count on Russell. 3-0 Trenton here in the bottom of the first. Sebastian Castro talking to Cam Buford in the on-deck circle. Castro hasn't faced Fauci, so getting something from him. Here's the 2-0. And that's up high, 3-0. Hecks on second with nobody out after a 4-pitch walk and a wild pitch. 3-0 to the plate. Strike in or half, 3-1. That's the first pitch he's thrown for a strike so far out of 8. See Josh Spiegel's grandparents down below, keeping score. In tight, ball 4. Back-to-back walks to open for the Spikes. And here's Sebastian Castro, who had a double and a triple last night. Scored a run. He went 2-for-3. Now hitting 500. Is here after playing 39 games in the Mets organization this year. Played for the Mets Florida Gulf Coast League team. Then he played for St. Lucie, and then he played for the Brooklyn Cyclones. And Sean Chacon is out to talk to Sonny Fauci. Tim Battle's going to talk with Sebastian Castro along with Lasting's Millage. And the Topps triple threat. Nittany Cards Plus hitter is Sebastian Castro. 19 years of age. Bats from the left side. First and second with nobody out. Fauci to the plate. Squares the punt, pulls back, he missed. It's 1-0. When I mean he missed, Fauci missed. 1 ball and no strikes the count. To the plate. Outside, it's 2-0. Fauci trying to find the range. First and second with nobody out. 3-0 Trenton, bottom of the first. Spike's trying to make a dent early. The pitch. Castro up high. Got away from Reeder, but not very far. No advance. 3-0 now the count. You don't want to run yourself into an out here because right now you have a pitcher on the mound trying to find the zone. 3-0 the count, the pitch. Down low. Oh, he called it a strike. Ooh, that was borderline at best. 3-1 the count. Castro thought he had a walk. So 3-1 the count. Battipaglia up on the grass at third. And the pitch. Outside ball four. The bases are loaded. Three walks to load the bases to start the bottom of the first inning. Hex goes to third. Russell to second. And Castro jogs down to first for Cam Buford. He's already hit one grand slam this year. 1-for-3 last night with a walk, knocked in a run, stole two, got hit by a pitch. 254, two home runs, 27 knocked in with five doubles, two triples. Second in the second half with 25 RBIs at two in the first half. Bases loaded, nobody out. The pitch. There's a strike. It is 0-1. It is only the second strike he has thrown. Or that third strike he's thrown. Third strike he's thrown so far. Outfield straight away, normal depth. And the pitch. Outside corner, it's 0-2. So against the guy he needed to get nasty with, he is. It's 0-2. Norris on deck. His father's here tonight. 0-2 the count to Buford. High and tight. Breaking ball, 1-2 the count. Went change up again that time. Ball and two strikes. Bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the first. And the pitch. That's line foul. First base side to the concourse towards Sweet and out of play. It's still 1-2. Wind is blowing out about 5 miles an hour. And it's blowing straight out. X, Russell, and Castro aboard with nobody out. The 1-2 to Buford, and it hit him. Hit him right on the wrist, and he's going to get an RBI the cheap way. And that's the hard way. Ugh. 3-1. Well, that's his 28th RBI. And Adonis Smith's going to come out. I think they're going to take him out. He cannot find the plate. Hex scores from third. It's 3-1, and he's done. Sonny Fauci is done. It's not America's greatest line to start, have three walks, and hit a batter in the only four he faced. But he couldn't find the strike zone at all. He threw 19 pitches. Only five were strikes. So this is not what Adonis Smith wanted to do. I'm sure he thought for sure that his starter was going to go longer than this. And Anthony Potthoff comes in, the 6'3", 205-pound right-hander from Van Meter, Iowa, did his pitching at Bradley University, 23 years of age. Anthony Potthoff is in. The Potthoff book with Trenton looks like this. This will be his 10th appearance. No record with a 4.63 ERA. 11 and two-thirds, 15 hits, 8 runs, 6 earned. He has struck out 13. He's walked only 3, posing it as though hitting 300 against them. And with the bases loaded, keep in mind he's also uncorked 3 wild pitches. So he inherits bases loaded, nobody out, 1 run in, 3-1 Trenton here in the bottom of the first. So Anthony Potthoff into the game. And for him, appearance number 10. With the 6'3 right-hander out of Van Meter, Iowa. Pitched at Bradley, my good friend Brian Barnhart, the play-by-play voice of Illinois football and basketball. His son pitched at Bradley. I think he pitched with Potthoff. Matter of fact, Potthoff has pitched here in the ballpark. Pitched here back on August the 4th. He went one inning, gave up nothing, and struck out one. pitch very well. It was a game that Trenton won 11-3 that night. He pitched the seventh inning, and he faced Buford, Preston, and Ball. Got all three. Well, now he's going to face Grant Norris. His father's here tonight. Grant has done a terrific job. He's got that average up to 237 now. He's raised it 45 points in 10 days. No home run, seven knocked in with three doubles. One for five, knocked in a run last night, scored a run. Out of Somerset. Base is loaded and nobody out, one run in. And Potthoff, the right-hander, works for more of the first base side and delivers. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 0-1. So Russell is down at third. Castro on second. And Buford at first. Plenty of speed out there. Any base hit is going to score two runs with this group. And the 0-1. Hit in the air, center field. Russell will tag at third. Vogel makes the catch. Russell tags on his way to the plate. He will score. Sacrifice fly for Grant Norris. RBI number 8. And the Spikes draw to within one. It's 3-2 Trenton. Castro thought about it, but Vogel did the right thing. Vogel threw it to third, and not only that, he hit the cutoff man, Andy Blake. Parker Cadu last night went 2-for-4. Scored a run, knocked in a run. 276, he's driven in 13 with six doubles. He's second in the league with three triples. First and second, one out. And the pitch. Squares the bunt, pulls back. It's a ball, 1-0 the count. Came at him that time at 89 with a fastball. It's a pretty good pitch. 1-0 the count with Preston on deck. One out, two runs in. Spikes within one now, 3-2 bottom of the first. And the pitch. Squares the bunt, pulls back again. That one is a strike. It's 1-1. These two teams, the only two with 17 wins, they're showing us in this series a lot of fight in both these teams. 1-1 the count. And the pitch, nope, he fakes the second. These two teams have a lot of fight in them as opposed to some teams who fight with each other. One. Checked it. It's a strike. It's a good pitch, too. 1-2 the count on Cadu. Parker's driven in 13. I think I said he went 2-for-4 last night. He was 1-for-2. He walked three times last night. He also stole a base. He's 12-of-12 in stolen bases. First and second, one out. The pitch. Fouled it at the plate to stay alive. Still 1-2. Castro has a lot of speed down at second. Buford has plenty of speed down at first. Middle infield is at double play depth. O'Reilly a little deeper in left. Here's the set by Potthoff. And the 1-2. Outside, level at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Mentioned O'Reilly deep in left. Vogel, Norman depth in center. And DeRocher not particularly deep in right. 2-2 on Parker Cadu. And it got away. Ball three. Everybody moves up 90 feet. The ball's still loose. And finally, DeRoe, the first baseman, picks it up because it went off the shin guard of Reeder. Second and third. One out. And now 3-2 on Cadu. Now a base hit could put the Spikes in front here in the bottom of the first. Cadu waits. It's a 3-2 count. Potthoff wants a new sign. Gets what he wants. Now he's at the belt. 3-2. And a breaking ball fouled. Rodney missed it. Flat out missed it. In one of the easiest pop-up foul balls you're ever going to see. Missed it. And he was waiting for it. I mean, JD, it went past him 172 miles an hour. He had no shot at it. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a breaking ball. And that was a ball that he swung at. Two outs. First strikeout for Potthoff. And here's Knox Preston, who drove in a run last night. He was 1-for-3. Home run, 18, knocked in at 286. Scored twice last night. He has been a tough customer in these spots. Second and third, two outs, 3-2, Trenton in the bottom of the first. Potthoff goes set. Anthony now to the plate. It's on the ground, wide of the bag at third. Rolls all the way down to the Trenton bullpen. After the game, Rodney Martin will be taking fungos. We can't have that. Can't. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. That's foul, first base side. Now to play, it's 0-2. Again, JD had no chance. If he had tried to catch it, it would have broken his hand, probably several other bones. We can't have that. The Trenton guy would have sacrificed. Maybe not. 0-2 the count. Preston waits. Second and third, two outs, the pitch. That's fouled again, stays alive as it loops over the roof to our right and out of play. It's still 0-2. Castro down at third. Buford down at second with two outs and two runs in. 3-2 Trenton, bottom of the first. Here's the set. Potthoff 0-2. Low and outside. He threw exactly what I thought he would throw. He was able to get Cadu on the changeup. Low and inside. Well, Preston's a right-handed hitter. He went changeup low and outside. Same spot, but this time Preston didn't go after it. 1-2 the count. Set, looks at Castro and delivers. In the air to right field, DeRocher going toward the line, underneath it, makes the catch in foul territory, and the inning is over. But the spikes do get two and leave two. And at the end of one full, 3-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Top of the second inning.
Leading off the top of the second for the Thunder, third baseman, 37, Ian Battapaglia.
Ian Battapaglia will lead it off, followed by Chase Englehart, And Ryan Vogel, 8-9-1 for Trenton in their order. 3-2 Trenton in the top of the second. Let's see. Battipaglia didn't play in the last two games. 260. No home runs, 13 knocked in, 3 doubles, 3 triples. Takes a ball, it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes, a wave, and a miss. It's 1-1. So Joe and I go up to Williamsport tomorrow. Believe me, that's no vacation. 1-1. Foul, first base side over the roof and out of play. It's 1-2. 6:35 tomorrow on at 6:20. We get to see Boomer. Nothing like that spectacle. And that's down low. It's 2-2. There aren't many mascots that look like they're on work release. 2-2 the count. I believe the Trenton mascot is also nicknamed Boomer. The pitch, foul straight back. Am I right about that? The Trenton mascot's Boomer too, right? I believe. The different, yeah, except that one's Sane. 2-2 the count on Battipaglia. And the pitch. Bounced that one, and that wasn't even close. It's 3-2. It's one thing for Jeremy. Too many 3-2 counts early, which we are not used to seeing from him. I dug out the baseball dog here tonight. Three and two the count. And the pitch. That's line to right field. That is going to fall for a base hit to the Lyon Country Kia corner. There will be extra bases. Battipaglia will pull into second. He has himself a leadoff double. Engelhardt at the plate. Chase last night went 1-for-2 with a double. He is 2-for-7 in the series. He's knocked into. Engelhardt at 264, 2 home runs, 15 knocked in with 5 doubles and a triple. So all night long, this is only the second, Neff's been pitching out of trouble. Jeremy goes set and delivers. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball that time. It's 0-1. 9 batters, 6 first pitch strikes. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch. Fouled that one back. 0-2 as it ticked off the glove of Preston that time. No balls and 2 strikes. Went curveball that time. 0-2. Sparkling night here at the ballpark. Beautiful. 72 degrees at game time. Nothing but blue skies above. And the 0-2. Outside. Yikes, just missed. Joe, I was mentioning we're going to go to Williamsport. Boomer's on work release, right? And there's Jerry Valeri, the on-field host who just walked by. Julie, of course, the absolute touch of class. Pitch. That is line down the right field line. Slicing foul. Still 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. I'm just asking. I'm trying not to judge the book by its cover. Maybe I'll ask Jayhawk. He'll know. Doug has to drive over and pick him up. 1-2 the count. Nobody out with Battipaglia on second. 3-2 Trenton. Popped him up, straight in the air. Buford, the first baseman, is underneath and reels it in. One out. Ryan Vogel, infield hit, stole a base, scored in the first. There's not a lot of breeze in here tonight. It's less than 5 miles an hour. I mean, it is blowing the flag. But Buford still had to, like, when he finally got there, he had to actually sprint closer towards second base to make the catch. Vogel in the right-handed box. That's in tight for a ball. 1-0 the count. Saw an Adley Rutschman jersey in the audience tonight. Also a Jackson Holliday jersey for the first time. Gets a couple of hits, and he's getting some love. Here's the set and the pitch. Low and outside, 2-0. There's also a guy wearing a Bernie's T-shirt down below, but I think that's his softball team. And I think there's an Andy Lee jersey down there. 2-0. Strike. Good pitch that time. Change up. 2-1 the count. Three-two Trenton in the top of the second. And the pitch. Checked it. He went around. Yeah, that's a strike. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jet flies over. In all likelihood, headed basically in direction, I'd say, to Philadelphia. 2-2. And the pitch. On the ground, up the middle, into center field for a base hit. 4-2 Trenton as Battipaglia comes around third and scores, and an RBI single for Ryan Vogel. And here's Santino Rosso. Vogel again stole a base the last time. It was a great throw by Preston, but he went around the tag. So let's see what he does here. Four to Trenton, one out. Top of the second. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. The goulash, by the way, was meant for everybody, Jerry. Like everybody. The pitch. Rosso takes a strike. It's 1-1. One and one the count. 4-2 Trenton here in the top of the second with one out. Vogel on first. The pitch. Just missed. He takes off for second. Delayed steal, and he took the bag. Delayed steal, and he got there. Second stolen base of the night. Takes out the double play possibility. 2-1 the count. With this team, you've got to be on your toes the entire time. There's certain teams you can get away with, and not this team. 2-1. In the air, shallow center field. Hill coming on, Norris going out. Grant Norris, the shortstop, takes it, puts it away. Two outs. Andy Blake reached on an error and scored in the first. Just a quick memo to our good friends in the press box. Get the food now. Jerry has started eating. He feels like it's his own personal buffet. I've never seen anything like it. It's unbelievable. It's like when the foul ball went past Matt Sweeney at first. It's down low. He went alligator arms. Last time I saw that was when Jerry said he'd pick up the check. Have you ever picked up a check? He makes his wife pay. Here, this is yours. What? And 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes, one run in here in the second. 4-2 Trenton. And the pitch. And it's wrapped foul to the on-deck circle, third base side. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two balls and a strike. Vogel on second. Two outs. 2-1. In the air, center field. Hill going back now. Turns back to the warning track. Reaches up. Dropped it. It's off his glove. And a run's going to score. And on his way to third is Blake. Throw to third. Head first slide. He's in there. It was well hit to center field, but he went back. He reached up, and it was right off his glove. 5-2. I guess they're going to put that as a triple. And that pitch gets away. They come to the plate. Preston's got him. He's out. Inning's over. But they get two runs. They do so on three hits. And nobody left at the end of one and a half. 5-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoy plenty of fireworks with the State College Spikes. Tonight, the Spikes face the Trenton Thunder at 6:35. And fireworks light up the skies after tonight's game, presented by Penn State Health. Then Saturday, it's more fireworks after the 6:35 game against Williamsport, with a Joe Crispin bobblehead for the first 1,000 fans and a special appearance by the man himself, all presented by Penn State Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
All right, Caleb Hill to the plate. Spikes down 5-2. He'll be followed by Josh Spiegel and top of the order, Cooper Hext. So down 5-2. Got to keep the comeback trail rolling here. Hill had a good night last night. Squares the bunt, pops it up foul third base side. Falls to the turf. It is 0-1. So Julie's the one in charge of Jerry. And for years, she's had to pick up every check. And the 0-1. Hide away for a ball, 1-1. Jerry Valeri, America's guest. One and one the count. The pitch, swing and a miss, a little late on that fastball, 1-2, 89. We're in the bottom of the second inning. I feel like I'm reliving last night's game in terms of the length of the inning so far. 1-2, the count. Joe comes on the air. It's like 1-2-3, 1-2-3, done. 1-2, checked it. Oh, call. Yep, that was a strike. Strike three, got him. One out. Second strikeout for Potoff. Well, Josh Spiegel had quite the night last night. Home run, a double, knocked in three. 270 now, two home runs, 10 knocked in with three doubles. and Spiegel way to the right-handed box. And the pitch takes a strike. It's 0-1. The one good thing about the fact that Julie pays is that she'll leave a tip. And the last time she did that, Jerry said, what are you doing? What's a tip? It's not good. 0-1. The pitch. And fouled. Ooh. Chris Schull in the dugout went, whoa. I just missed him. 0-2 the count. Just want to get something started here. Down 5-2, bottom of the second. Set. And the pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. Still 0-2. And Cooper Hext on deck. He's going to let Chris Schull come over and pick it up. Oh, and two the count. Well, field straight away. A little deeper and left is O'Reilly. That's on the ground. Backhanded it short by Blake. Throws to first in time. Two gone here for the Spikes in the second. Cooper Hext walked on four pitches and scored in the first. Hext will pick up the bat. Toss it back. Step into that left-handed box. Sonny Fauci started, did not retire a hitter. Gave up two runs. He walked three. He hit one. They took him out. They brought in Anthony Potoff, who's been very good since. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Potoff, in fact, has retired all five batters he's faced. The set and the pitch. Down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Gave up a sacrifice fly to Norris that produced a run, then a strikeout, a fly out to right, a strikeout, and a grounder to short. I mean, that's yeoman work out of the bullpen when you inherit bases loaded, nobody out. He's now retired five in a row. Checked it outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. We're here on Saturday night, Joe Crispin bobblehead night, and Joe will be here. Fireworks after the game. 2-1. Down low, 3-1 to Hext. By the way, 1,000 bobbleheads. First 1,000 fans will get a bobblehead. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, steakhousespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. 3-1. Ball four. Second walk he's drawn tonight. Kyle Russell walked and scored his first time. So Hex takes off all the equipment. And remember, he had two stolen bases last night and is 10 for 11 in stolen bases. Russell. That's from the right side. Hext off to his lead at first. Now he's facing Potoff on the mound. Gets out to his lead, inches out further. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 90. It's 0-1. 5-2 Trenton here in the bottom of the second inning. Hext down at first. Good lead there. The pitch, low and outside, 1-1 the count on Russell with Castro on deck. Russell levels that bat. Ooh, hot dogs are here. Very nice. The pitch, low and outside, it's 2-1. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Two balls and a strike. With two outs, Hext leads off first. Throw to first, dives back in, no tag by DeRoe. A Corbin Carroll jersey makes its first appearance. Wow. Foul back. 2-2 the count. That's the first time we've seen that here. Corbin Carroll. Second year with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Had a tremendous rookie year. Helping the D-backs get to the World Series before they lost to the Texas Rangers. 2-2 the count. Here's the set. Ergo, nope, he bluffed and he fouled at first base side. Still 2-2. I'll tell you, he's a good-looking rookie outfielder. That's Jackson Merrill of the San Diego Padres. Leads the Padres at 291 right now in hitting. It's really between he and Paul Skeens for National League Rookie of the Year. Skeens is pitching tonight, by the way. You know, Joe will have an update on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Hext dives back in, throw over to first. 5-2 Trenton in the bottom of the second. Spike still don't have a hit. Had a lot of base runners, but no hits. The pitch. Foul straight back by Russell. Good job by Russell hanging in there, staying alive. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Still 2-2. Russell wears the yellow batting gloves. Hacks off to his lead at first. 2-2. And on its way, fouled again. Pitch number 8 coming up as it sails over the luxury suites to our right and out of play. And it's still 2-2. Joe and I in Williamsport tomorrow night. We start at 6:20, games at 6:35. And then back here Saturday for Joe Crispin, bobblehead night, and fireworks. On the ground to short. Blake to first. In time, the inning is over. So, Spike Strand 1, end of 2, 5-2. Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So we go to the top of the third. Jack O'Reilly, Hunter Dureau, Pete DeRocher, 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for Trenton. Trenton leads the game 5-2. Right now, both teams have 17 wins. If the Spikes were to win and come back and win this game tonight, they would be tied for first place, but Trenton would still be in first place. Explain that in a moment. The pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Because Trenton's 17-11, and the Spikes are 17-13. Trenton would still have a better winning percentage after this series, no matter what. So Trenton will still be in first place no matter what. Swing and a miss, it's 1-1. 87 low and away. But it sure does put a lot of standings heat on them as you move forward. That's fouled to the plate. Spikes are 22-10 here at home this year. With 9 of those 22 wins in the second half. 1-2 the count on O'Reilly. Here's the set and the pitch. Up high, it's even at 2-2. Neff so far has thrown 70 pitches in this game, 40 of them in strikes. 5-2 Trenton. And the pitch. High chopper to second. Waiting for it there, Russell. Quick throw to first. Got him. One up, one down. First time tonight, the leadoff hitter for Trenton has been retired. Hunter Durow. Well, the McDonald strikeout guy had a bases-clearing triple in the first. Drove in 3 runs. Durow has driven in 6 runs the last 2 nights. He had a 3-run homer last night. And the pitch. Right away for a ball. 1-0 the count. So 2 of the next 3 will be in Williamsport on the road Friday and Sunday, but sandwiched in between. Slow roller left side, cut off by Cadu at third, throws to first in time. Good slick play by Parker, 2 gone. Pete DeRocher to the plate. DeRocher struck out swinging in the first. Yep, sandwiched in between those 2 trips to Williamsport on Friday and Sunday, respectively, would be the Saturday game at 6:35 with the Cutters and Joe Crispin bobblehead night. First 1,000 fans got a Joe Crispin bobblehead. He'll be here to meet, greet, and sign. Fireworks after the game, wrapped on the ground to short. Norris, quick throw to first in time. That was terrific by Grant that time. Equal opportunity inning. The second baseman, the shortstop, and the third baseman all handled it. 1-2-3 go. The Thunder in the third. 2.5 gone. It's 5-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Three, four, and five in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the third. Sebastian Castro, Cam Buford, Grant Norris. 5-2 Trenton. Castro will step in. He walked and was stranded at third in the first. Yeah, cooling down just a bit here in the ballpark on this beautiful night for baseball. Pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Great job by Potthoff. He's retired all six batters he's faced. And he entered in a tough situation. Bases loaded, nobody out. Gave up a sacrifice fly. 0-1. Down low, 1-1 to Castro. Still just 5-2 here in the bottom of the third. Neff with a very efficient third inning. Neff only threw five pitches in the inning. Checked it, did not go. Nope, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike to Sebastian Castro. Double and a triple last night. Walked here tonight. Bats from the left side. He's only 19 years old. Fouled that one back. It's 2-2. He was in the Dominican League at one point. They have 15 stolen bases in 24 attempts this year. I mean, he can run. Now feels straight away a little deeper with O'Reilly in left. Off the line now at third is Battipaglia. 2-2. Ooh, that just missed. That's a heck of a pitch that time, I thought, by Potthoff. Just off the outer edge. It's full 3-2. Spike so far have received four walks in the game. They've had a batter hit by a pitch, but no hits yet. And the pitch. Call strike three got him, and Castro's not enamored with the call. But to be honest with you, it's the same spot he called ball four. Or excuse me, the same spot he called ball three. The exact same spot. Potthoff has three strikeouts. Here's Buford, hit by a pitch to knock in a run with the bases loaded in the first. 5-2 Trenton, bottom of the third. And the pitch. There's a strike right down the heart. Good pitch that time by Potthoff. It's been terrific. He's given up the one walk to Hext. That's it. I think I said he retired seven in a row. He's actually had the one walk. The 0-1, down low, 1-1. The deal is, though, is the Spikes are down 5-2 in the bottom of the third with plenty of time left to make a dent and keep going. Did the same thing last night. They're already into the bullpen. Here's the pitch by Potthoff. Inside corner for a strike. It's 1-2 on Buford. Buford has a question that time for Don Goller, but it was the right call. Buford levels that bat now, windmills it once. He's ready. 1-2 the count on Buford. Potthoff to the plate. Call strike three got him. Lower part of the zone, two outs. So he's got back-to-back strikeouts, both looking. Grant Norris at the plate. Knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly in the first. RBI number 8 on the season for Norris. Mentioned his dad's here tonight from Somerset. Norris waits. And the pitch to him. Takes a strike. It's 0-1. Interesting with Norris. Blake plays a couple of steps at shortstop toward the bag at second. Riley, of course, playing that deep left field. Normal in center and in right. 0-1. Bounce that one in. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, the count. Sets, delivers. Line drive right at the shortstop, Blake, and the inning is over. Spikes go in order in the third at the end of three. 5-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Saturday, it's a star-studded night at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. The State College Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. and fireworks light up the skies after the game. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health. And you can meet and greet and get autographs from this Happy Valley Hoops legend as he makes a special appearance. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the fourth inning of this one. 5-2, Trenton leads it. And 180 of Jerry Valeri in a restaurant who shows class, understands the use of utensils, and will, in time, pick up checks. Joe Putnam will understand what it's like and how to treat friends.
Thank you. I may do so apprehensively, but I will pick it up nonetheless.
Jerry asked Julie, you know, Julie always pays. Like, why the extra amount? She said, well, that's called a tip. She says, what's that? Where do we find these people?
First pitch from Jeremy Neff swung on and missed here in the fourth inning.
Is he wandering the streets? We said, you know, because I know you're a charitable guy.
Reader's 0 for 1 with a strikeout. And Neff delivers that one just outside ball one.
Hey, J.D. may not be a multimillionaire, you know, but he'll offer to pick it up.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, his kid's got class.
That's right.
Yeah.
1-1, swing and a miss. Off speed from Jeremy Neff that time. Ball and two strikes.
Then we got El Cheapo over here. Goodness gracious.
Reader struck out his first time up. Neff comes set at the belt. And the 1-2. Check swing. Pitch upstairs a fastball. It is ball two. Adonis Smith, Trenton manager, coaching at third. Matt Sweeney coaching at first. Two balls and two strikes to Reader, the TCNJ product. The College of New Jersey. Pitch outside for a ball fills the count.
I'm trying to think how many Rhodes Scholars they've had. I don't think I'm going to spend a lot of time thinking about it.
Well.
You're going to look it up?
I'm going to look it up. I kind of want to see. Pitch outside, ball four. Reader draws a leadoff walk here in the fourth.
For all we know, it's Reader.
Ian Battipaglia next up. He doubled and scored in the second.
College of New Jersey Rhodes Scholars. Is that what you're looking up?
The College of New Jersey.
Yeah. And here it is.
The pitch ball. Is a strike.
No.
Called a strike. I got the.
He got the left-handed batter's box.
Benefit of it out there.
He got the left-handed batter's box. Wrong line.
0-1, and that one bounces foul, first base side.
He bunted it. It almost went over the screen.
0-2, the count.
Any distinguished alumni?
Now, there have been distinguished alumni.
That guy's in prison. What?
Richard Sturband of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, really?
Yes. 0-2, missed outside. Tom Sharpling producer and host of the best show on WFMU, among other endeavors.
WFMU.
Up in New York City.
Yeah.
And the pitch. That is called strike three. Fastball on the corner. And that was right on the corner. And it is the fourth strikeout of the night for Jeremy Neff, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org.
So I'm going to guess none on Rhodes Scholars.
No, but I did find a sterling resource here of a list of every college that has ever had one and how many. Bouncer foul,
well,
third base.
I think Penn State's only have one.
Penn State, according to this list.
Two.
But it does not name, it just names how many they
right.
have.
Right. Well, yeah.
Here.
Yeah. And it took a long time to get one. They've had a lot of Fulbright scholars.
Yes. 0-1 to Chase Engelhardt. The second baseman swings at the next offering, lifts it to right field. Poised underneath it is Hext. He puts it away. Two gone.
Who the heck was that football player from Florida State? Because he almost went here. Won the Rhodes.
Myron Roll.
Myron Roll won the Rhodes Scholarship, and he was a good college player.
He was.
Five-star. He's a five-star player.
And he is now a doctor.
Well, Mark Hamilton.
Yes.
Spike's first baseman, first year. Now a doctor in Long Island.
Yes, and he played a big role during the COVID epidemic there in helping people in Long Island through that. As the grounder to second, scooped up by Cadu, flips to Russell at second, 4-6 the put out, and the inning is over.
Neff is keeping his team in the game, Joe.
Nothing across, save for one runner left on base. 5-2 Trenton as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Saturday, it's a star-studded night at Mettler Field at Labrador Park. The State College Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. and fireworks light up the skies after the game. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health. And you can meet and greet and get autographs from this Happy Valley Hoops legend as he makes a special appearance. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Parker Cadu, Knox Preston, Caleb Hill, the 6-7-8 batters due up for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Toyota RAV fourth inning. 5-2 Trenton, three runs for the Thunder in the first inning, two in the second, two runs for the Spikes in the first, but still seeking their first hit of the game. And Anthony Potthoff, who came out of the bullpen in the very first inning after Sonny Fauci walked three batters and hit another to start the game, lifted without recording an out, but Potthoff has been outstanding since then. He has retired 9 of the 10 batters he faced. One inherited runner did score on a sac fly to start the outing, but only a walk against him since. And the pitch to Cadu was strike. Over the outer edge, Parker started the game at third base, shifted over to second in the third inning. One ball and one strike. Cadu out of Nichols. And And the 1-1. And a grounder to the right side to his left. Scooped by Engelhardt. Whirls, fires to first. Just in time to beat Cadu by a step. One gone. That's a nice play by Chase Engelhardt, who had a range into the outfield grass to haul that one in. And whirled from shallow right to make the throw on target to Durow. Now Knox Preston, the batter. The catcher fouled out to the right fielder Pete DeRocher in the first inning. Five runs, five hits, no errors for Trenton. Two runs, no hits, one error for State College. Set by Potoff, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 90 miles an hour. 0-1 the count. Obviously, Adonis Smith and Sean Chacon, the Trenton pitching coach, had this as a fallback. If Fauci faltered early, Potoff started warming up the second, third batter of the game. You don't usually see that. In fact, I think it's the first time I've seen, at least in the years of the MLB Draft League, that a pitcher has left the game, a starting pitcher has left the game without recording an out. One ball, one strike. Fastball low, 2-1 the count. Of course, probably the most famous example of a pitcher leaving the game without recording an out, but still factoring into the game, was in 1918. Babe Ruth started a game, walked the first batter on four pitches, got into an argument with a home plate umpire, was ejected. Ernie Shore then came in, picked the man off first, and retired the next 26 batters in order. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed, 2-2 the count. For many years, it was considered a perfect game. It was included on the list of perfect games in the major leagues, but then was stricken from the record books because Shore did not start and finish the game and retire 27 consecutive batters. 2-2, fouled back to the screen. Of course, that is at the same time Harvey Haddix's 12 perfect innings in a game he eventually lost in the 13th on only allowing one hit in the game. That was also stricken, as was the double no-hitter, Hippo Vaughn and Fred Tony of the Cubs and Reds, respectively. Is that line drive? A diving to Rocher, but it deflects off the tip of the mitt. Preston on to second. Diving play, that's a double. DeRocher ranging towards the line in right, dove after it, but in doing so, deflected it away from him. Now along the Lion Country Kia corner, so Knox Preston will get credit for the double. And he is now in scoring position after delivering the Spikes' first official hit of the night. But here we go. Steve talked about it earlier. Once the Spikes get going, tough to get them to stop. And even with a three-run deficit here in the bottom of the fourth, still a lot of game left. We saw that last night. As Caleb Hill comes up, grounder between first and second. That's a base hit to right. And Preston getting waved in. Throw to the plate. Head first slide. He is safe. Knox Preston dives in, eludes the tag attempt from Reeder at the plate. And it's 5-3 as Hill will get the RBI single. A strong throw from DeRocher. And Knox dives in just ahead of the tag. So after Knox Preston delivers his seventh double of the season, Caleb Hill knocks in his 14th run of the year for the Spikes. And the tying run is at the plate in the person of Josh Spiegel, who smashed a two-run homer that was key to the Spikes' surge last night. Spikes went down 5-0 in that game yesterday, then scored the next 13 runs. And Spiegel fouls it back over our heads out of play. So after going without a hit into the fourth inning, two in a row, and the Spikes are in business. Here's the sent by Potoff. This will be his 61st pitch of the night. And the fastball is low for ball one. It is 5-3 Trenton here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Thunder still with five hits in the game, out hitting the Spikes. And there goes Hill. The pitch grounded between first and second, a base hit. Little hit and run action there as Caleb Hill makes third standing up. And now runners at the corners with one away. Perfectly executed by Hill and Spiegel as Josh wrapped that one just to the right of Hunter Duroe. And now Adonis Smith is headed out to the mound, and he is going back to the bullpen here. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Toyota RAV fourth inning. And the Spikes now have the tying run on base after falling behind early. And we'll have the numbers for the new man on the mound for the Thunder, as well as the rest of this fourth inning after a call to the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Saturday, it's a star-studded night at Mettler Field at Labrador Park. The State College Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. and fireworks light up the skies after the game. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health. And you can meet and greet and get autographs from this Happy Valley Hoops legend as he makes a special appearance. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, the Spikes are coming back here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They trailed 3-0 after one half inning of play, 5-2 after an inning and a half, but now, having already scored their third run of the night, the tying run is at first base, with a runner at third as well as Antonio Escano heads the mound for the Thunder. Escano recently returned to Trenton. He is making his sixth appearance in total this season, his fifth in the second half. Across both halves, an 0-1 record, a 3.38 ERA. Escano has one hold to his credit. In 5 1/3 innings, he has allowed 2 runs, both earned on 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. He has hit 3 batters as well. Opponents batting just 176 against him. Anthony Potoff in the unique situation of coming into the game for the fifth batter of the contest, goes 3 1/3 innings on the mound, allowing so far 1 run on 3 hits and a walk. He struck out 4, 62 pitches, 42 for strikes, but Potoff is responsible for the runners at first and third. It's Caleb Hill at third base, Josh Spiegel at first after the hit and run. And now the top of the order for the Spikes, up with the left-handed hitting right fielder, Cooper Hext. Cooper has yielded 2 walks tonight, and he has scored a run as well. He walked on 4 pitches to start the night tonight, just as he did last night when the Spikes started coming back from a 5-0 deficit. It was a 3-run deficit here, and he bunts. Squeeze plays on to Escano, who fumbles the ball in front of the plate. Hill slides in safely. It's 5-4. Well, Hext is going to get credit for a sacrifice bunt out of that, but there will be an error charge to Trenton. E1, as Escano had the opportunity at the plate. Now hold the phone on the sacrifice. We'll check on that. But Hill scores, and it is an E1. Escano had the opportunity at the plate, but he fumbled the ball. So you can tack an error on Trenton's record, their first of the night. And Kyle Russell takes a strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Russell walked and scored in the first inning, grounded out to short in the second. Escano with the ball fake to second base, but Josh Spiegel back to the bag without a throw and with nobody covering. And the 0-1 pitch fouled back over our heads, actually smacks off the roof above us and back down below. Hopefully the speakers are okay. 0-2 the count. To the count. Here's the set by Escano, and the pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-2. And it looks like in the scenario that came up here, there would not be a sacrifice awarded to Cooper Hext with the error, since a play would have been made at the plate. With the error, since the play would have been made at the plate without it, as Russell swings and misses for strike three. The first strikeout for Antonio Escano tonight, the fifth for Trenton pitching. Hext would be charged with a time at bat and also would not receive credit for the RBI. So it goes a fielder's choice on the bunt, but nevertheless, the run scored, and that's the important part. And now here's Sebastian Castro, a double and a triple last night as Escano once again comes off the mound, goes to first. Now the umpires here in the MLB Draft League, they have been enforcing what is a collegiate rule that you can only once per at bat throw to a base without actually, or go towards a base without actually making the throw. The pitch homeward, a fastball for a strike, swung on and missed by Castro. 93 on the fastball from Escano. And the next offering swung on and missed. Fastball, upper echelon of the zone. 1-2 the count. So the run is charged. Anthony Potoff, it'll be an unearned run. He is still responsible for Spiegel at second. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Escano comes back to record back-to-back strikeouts to finish the inning. However, the Spikes scored two more runs on their first three hits of the night. One error, two runners left on base. Four innings complete. It's 5-4 Trenton as the Spikes come ever closer here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Santino, Rosso, Andy Blake, Jack O'Reilly, 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up for the Thunder here on the top of the fifth. So 5-4 is our score. This the finale of a three-game series here in Happy Valley. It's the rubber match of the three-game set as well. Trenton coming back to win 9-6 on Tuesday. Last night, the Spikes came back to win 13-9. And the first pitch from Jeremy Neff here in the fifth is low and away to Rosso. The former Spike played the final week of the season's first half here in State College. He is 0-2 with the Thunder this evening. And the pitch, that's a strike. But he has been an outstanding performer for Trenton, both at the plate and in the field. One ball, one strike. As Neff comes set at the belt in the pitch. And is down and in, ball two. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. As Rosso taps his bat on the plate. Here's the set by Neff, the pitch, and that is lifted foul, third base side. That'll make it 2-2. Rosso out of Hofstra University, most recently native of Victor, New York. He's the lone left-handed hitter amongst the Trenton position players. And the 2-2. Lifted in the air, right field. Hex back on it now, comes forward on it, and makes the catch in right for the first down. Outfield has been the same since the start of the game. Sebastian Castro in left, Caleb Hill in center, Cooper Hext in right. Of course, the infield shuffled around a couple of innings back. Grant Norris now at third. Kyle Russell at short. Parker Cadu at second, basically rotating in clockwise fashion there amongst the other infield positions. And now Knox Preston's out to the mound, and so is Tim Battle. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen is up. Neff is at 93 pitches, 54 for strikes. And his last completed outing was against Mahoning Valley through 113 in six innings of work. But Spikes bullpen is bolstered a little more, especially with the addition of Braden Collette. Just 2 days ago. And Collette, in fact, is the right-hander warming up right now. And as Don Goller comes out to the mound to break up this meeting, Tim brought the entire infield together. Neff will stay in the game. You're in the top of the fifth. Now there's one out. Blake and O'Reilly due up next. And I would venture to say that what was likely discussed was for Neff to try to finish this inning, get five under his belt, and then leave the bases empty and a fresh inning for Collette. And the first pitch to Andy Blank is chopped foul. It had some backspin on it, popped back behind the plate. Strike one on the foul. Blake reached on an error in the first inning and scored. And then a long fly ball to center field. Caleb Hill had to make up a lot of ground, deflected off his mitt out there. It was a triple. Then Blake thrown out at home, trying to advance on a would-be wild pitch. He's actually tagged out at home, not thrown out. Knox Preston just got the ball back and applied the tag. Low and away for a ball to Blake on the slider, 1-1. Another slider outside, ball two. 5-4 Trenton here in the top of the fifth inning. The way the Spikes can get the bats rolling, sure that Tim Battle and Jared Brown would love for Jeremy Neff to be out there and be able to earn credit for a victory by going five innings. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-1. And certainly also the more practical scenario, if Neff finishes this fifth inning, that's two less outs that the bullpen has to spend getting. 3-1. That is low for ball four. Third walk allowed by Jeremy Neff tonight. That's been atypical this season. Jeremy came in officially with 28 strikeouts and just six walks, and now Tim is going to make the change right now with Blake having reached base. And Neff now at 98 pitches, 55 for strikes. So we will see for the first time as a State College Spike, Braden Collette Most recently of Southern Union State Community College and the Royal Oak Leprechauns of the Northwoods League. We'll have the numbers on Collette, and we'll have the rest of the fifth inning for you after this call to the bullpen. It is Trenton 5, State College 4, here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Braden Collette making his debut with the State College Spikes tonight. Collette joined the club on Tuesday, a native of Augusta, Georgia. He is 21 years of age, 5'11", 185 pounds, and most recently pitched for the Royal Oak Leprechauns in the Northwoods League. And Collette actually finished his season strong there in the Northwoods. Went seven innings in his last outing, a start, and struck out eight batters. This past year at Southern Union State Community College in Alabama, Collette was outstanding as well. As he made 13 appearances, a 2-2 record there at Southern Union. 23 innings pitched, 16 runs, 15 earned on 26 hits. 37 strikeouts to 13 walks, so that's 14.48 strikeouts per nine innings, an ERA of 5.87. Also spent time at Lenoir Rhine in North Carolina in his collegiate career, and before he throws his first pitch, a throw to first, but time called, so I suppose that negates what would have been a pickoff throw to O'Reilly. Now a pickoff throw in earnest, and he's throwing to first again. Don Goller, I think, is telling him, hey, hold up. Now you're ready. Now, Collette is raring to go, that's for sure. And his first pitch is a spike, is a fastball at 91 miles an hour for strike one. Collette with the throw to first. And back standing is Blake. Fires to first again. He is keeping Blake close to first. Working off the third base side of the rubber, out of the stretch. The 0-1 fastball, did he go? No, he did not. Pitches outside, 1-1. Now the set. And the 1-1 pitch. Fastball high and tight. Ball two. Collette wearing a high collar. Also, bandana poking out from underneath the cap. Pitch high and away, ball three. O'Reilly, Durow, DeRocher, the 4-5-6 hitters in the order here. After Jeremy Neff goes 4 1/3 innings, we'll get his numbers in a moment. 3-1 from Collette. Fastball low, ball four. So Blake down to second. First and second, one gone. Neff, in 4 1/3 innings, allowed five runs, four of them earned, on five hits, three walks, four strikeouts. He threw 98 pitches, 55 of them for strikes. And now Hunter Dereau, the batter. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight, but he delivered a three-run triple in the first inning, grounded out in the third. 5-4 Trenton, top of the fifth. And the pitch, breaking ball outside. First time we've seen the slider from Collette. 1-0 the count. Here's the set and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him to go. It's 1-1. And the Big Mac chance will start up now. The Thirsty Thursday specials have ceased. This is still a crowd that wants to see the spikes. Is that one low and away? Gets past Preston and bounces back from the bricks. The throw to third, not in time. It'll be a wild pitch to move Blake to third, O'Reilly to second. A bit of an awkward slide for Andy Blank going into third. He had to get himself up off the dirt a little awkwardly, but shared the handshake with Adonis Smith and dusts himself off. He'll be ready to go. 2-1 the count to Dereau. Infield now up all the way around in a one-run game. Collette sets, delivers, swing and a miss, high heat, 2-2. Collette has the sign, sets the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, Big Macs for everybody. A free Big Mac with any purchase by presenting your game ticket at any local participating McDonald's starting at noon tomorrow over the next 3 days. And we'll make sure the McDonald's gets notified that Hunter Dereau has struck out to give everybody those Big Macs. And two gone in the top of the fifth inning is Pete DeRocher to the plate. 0-2 with the strikeout and the ground out. Dereau trying to get the spikes out of the fifth inning. An exaggerated motion to the plate and a throw for a strike. Fastball over the outer half to the right-handed hitting DeRocher. Picked up that left leg very slowly, but you can be as slow as you want in the motion. You just have to keep on going. 0-1. Fastball low and away, 1-1. Of course, the great Louis Tiant with that high leg kick also would ease up in the motion at times, sort of make it a little herky-jerky. Revitalize his career with the Boston Red Sox. The 1-1, sharp grounder to short, backhanded by Russell. Throw on to first in time, and Braden Collette comes in and gets the spikes out of trouble here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're halfway home. 5-4 Trenton as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the fifth inning. And after Braden Collette came on with a runner on base, walked the first man he faced, but set down the next two. It is still a 5-4 game. Trenton out in front. Antonio Ascano back on the mound after recording the final two outs of the fourth inning for the Thunder. And Cam Buford, Grant Norris, and Parker Cadu, the 4-5-6 hitters, due up here for the Spikes. Game between the first and second place teams in the MLB Draft League's second half standings. Trenton in first at 17-11. The Spikes in second at 17-13. A game back as both teams had 13 games left on the schedule entering tonight. First pitch ball to Buford low. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Cam hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the first inning to drive in a run. Struck out in the third. And the 1-0 fouled off behind the plate. 1-1 to Cam. And the line finalized now for Trenton's Anthony Potthoff, who came in to face the fifth batter of the game in the first inning. In place of Sonny Fauci, went 3 1/3, allowing two runs, one earned on three hits and a walk, struck out four. Breaking ball missed low. Curveball from Ascano, 2-1 the count. So Ascano, the third pitcher of the evening for the Thunder. Potthoff right now would be in line for a victory if this score holds, but a lot of time left as Buford pops it up sky high on the infield, and Ascano with the last moment leaves it for the first baseman, Hunter Duro, who does make the catch. It almost turned into a hairy situation in the middle of the diamond. One gone in the top of the fifth, or in the bottom of the fifth, I should say. And Grant Norris of the plate started the game at shortstop, shifted over to third base in the third inning, drove in a run with a sacrifice fly to center in the first, lined out to short in the third. Ascano delivers, fouled back to the screen, strike one. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League tonight. Two other games in progress. They're in the bottom of the eighth in West Virginia, and the Black Bears lead Mahoning Valley 2-0. In the bottom of the eighth inning. And the 0-1, breaking ball low and away. One ball, one strike. So Mahoning Valley dropped down to third place with their loss in the Spikes' victory last night. Scrappers now a game and a half back of first, but West Virginia 2.5 back in fourth place, but they've still got life as the breaking ball low and away, and there was the thought of the appeal on the check swing, but he did not go. 1-1 the count. Ascano delivers. Tap foul, third base side, 1-2. Top of the seventh inning in Frederick. The Keys leading Williamsport 2-1. Crosscutters will be the opponent for the Spikes tomorrow night at 6:35 at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. It's the Crosscutters' return there after an extended road trip due to the Little League Classic. And the 1-2, foul back off the IBEW NECA suite down below. 1-2 the count. If it was into the sandlot, that'd have been caught. They like to hear that over there. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. And Norris sends this one to center, but Vogel has it sized up. Backpedals two steps, makes the grab, two down. Now, Frederick has been surging as of late, winners of 9 of their last 10 coming into tonight's action. And there are actually 5 teams in the MLB Draft League at the start of tonight's schedule that are 500 or above. Williamsport, the first half champion, is not one of those teams. But they will host the MLB Draft League championship game on Thursday, September 5th. As first half champions, Parker Cadu swings the first pitch, lofts it down the left field line. Three fielders on the shortstop. Blake comes over and in and out of the mitt. So merely strike one. Oh, and one the count. That's one of those in-between balls, and on a foul ball like that going to the bullpen, that can be a really tough ball to track. And multiple Thunder players have actually lost the ball in the lights in this series, although now with the skies completely darkened above us, I think that helps tracking the ball through the lights now. And the 0-1, down and in for a ball, 1-1 the count. That is an adjustment as well, because these are, of course, newer LED lights. They're a lot brighter, but it's a different pattern to the lights here as the pitch low and away. 2-1 the count now to Cadu after getting the reprieve. 5-4 Thunder here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As Steve told you earlier, Spikes can even up in the game's back column with the Thunder tonight. They can't surpass Trenton in the standings. Trenton would still lead by percentage points, even with the Spikes win, but it would leave State College in a great position for the final 12 games of the regular season. And the 3-1, check swing, a foul tip into the mitt, and the count is full. Five of those 12 will be here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park as the home schedule restarts on Saturday with fireworks after the game. Once again, just like tonight, bouncer on to first, taken in by Hunter DeRoe, and no, he's in there in time. Flipped it to Escano, but Cadu beats it out. Ian Pittenger says safe. Take another look if we can at that one. On the replay here. But Cadu beats it out. And here we go. Now the flip. And it, whoa, Escano. And I think what Ian saw there is that Escano's foot may not have actually touched the base until Cadu got there. He rules safe. That'll be an infield single. He beat it out. Preston lifts this one into foul territory, first base side. DeRoe underneath it makes the catch on the warning track. And the Spikes' momentary threat is doused here in the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. At the end of five, it's still Trenton 5, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You have taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Well, after notching the final 2 outs of the fifth inning for the Spikes, Braden Collette back on for the sixth. With the 7-8-9 batters in the Trenton order, Chris Reeder, Ian Battipaglia, and Chase Engelhard due up. 5-4 Thunder here. As Reeder, who struck out in the first inning and walked in the fourth, steps in. More on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. As Steve teased earlier, the prospective NL Rookie of the Year candidate Paul Skeens on the mound tonight for Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh against the Reds. And another sterling outing for Paul Skeens. Needed a replay call to go his way. Stumbled at one point. As the first pitch from Collette, a fastball for a strike on the inner half to Reeder. But Skeens threw six scoreless innings, nine strikeouts. He gave up just two hits and a walk. And the Buccos lead it 7-0 in the bottom of the seventh. The 0-1 to Reeder swung on and missed, 0-2. 92 miles an hour on that fastball. Braden Collette out of Augusta, Georgia, working exclusively from the stretch with the 0-2 pitch. That's fouled above our heads out of play over the roof. Meanwhile, the other player who has arisen as a big-time candidate for NL Rookie of the Year, Jackson Merrill, in action with the San Diego Padres later tonight hosting the Mets. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-2 to Reeder. That one came close, so he'll take a walk outside the right-handed batter's box and now steps back in. Collette not averse to claiming the inside corner, that's for sure. 1-2. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Hill went back at first, now comes forward. He's underneath it, makes the grab. One gone. Around the rest of the major leagues, earlier the Nationals defeated the Rockies 8-3. Yankees shut out the Guardians on one hit, 6-1 the final. Gerrit Cole earning the victory with six of those innings. And the lone Guardians hit belonging to Stephen Kwan. No wonder he is an MVP candidate. Ian Battapaglia swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1 the count. Cardinals shut out the Brewers 3-0. Cubs all over the Tigers 10-2. And the A's top the Rays 3-1. And the 0-1 to Battapaglia is lifted. First base side out of play. 0-2 after the foul ball. Blue Jays lead the Angels 5-0. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning in Toronto. Astros leading the Orioles 2-0. Top of the sixth. Braves 3, Phillies 1 as they go to the 7th down in Cobb County, Georgia. Fastball upstairs, ball 1. Actually, that's the breaking ball from Collette mixed in. But 1-2 nonetheless. And the pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-2 to Battapaglia. Here it is 5-4 Trenton, top of the 6th inning. And the 2-2. Up and in ball 3, and now the count is filled. Was an 0-2 count on the right-handed hitter. Little League World Series action today as well on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The U.S. and International Championship games as the 3-2 fastball upstairs ball 4. So Battapaglia draws the walk. And a runner on with one out for Chase Englehart. The second baseman 0-2 with a pop out to first and a fly out to right. And in those Little League games, Venezuela defeating Japan. Actually, this for a spot in the international and U.S. championship games today. Venezuela eliminating the team from Tokyo 3-2. And Lake Mary, Florida leading Henderson, Nevada 5-3 in the top of the sixth and final inning in that U.S. elimination game. And the pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. No action tomorrow as the Spikes will head up to Williamsport to take on the Crosscutters, so they'll avoid that. But then Venezuela and Chinese Taipei meeting for the international title Saturday afternoon, the first game. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 2-0 to Englehart. And in the U.S. title game, the team from Bourne, Texas, will be meeting either Lake Mary, Florida, or Henderson, Nevada. 2-0 to Englehart. Battapaglia leading off first. Collette to the plate. Upstairs a ball, 3-0. Of course, team from Newtown, Pennsylvania, part of the mix in the Little League World Series this year, and that's down near Trenton area. 3-0 in tight, ball four. And after going 0-2 on Battipaglia, Collette now with eight straight pitches outside the zone. First and second, one gone. There is right-handed action getting up in the Spikes bullpen. And in fact, it's been up, and Tim Battle is going to make the trek to the mound and make the call for the right-hander. Looks like Peter Ostenson will be the man coming in as Knox pressing the first man to greet Collette, and Collette will give the baseball to Tim Battle. Slaps gloves with the entire infield and heads back to the dugout. First and second, one gone here in the top of the sixth inning. It is Trenton 5, State College 4. And it will be Peter Ostenson on to try to keep it a 5-4 game as we step aside for this call to the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Braden Collette exits. Peter Ostenson enters. Ostenson has been a consistent presence in the Spikes bullpen this year, making his 15th appearance. That is the most in the second half for any Spikes pitcher. A 2-1 record, a 4.56 ERA, 23 and two-thirds total innings. He has two holds and one save to his credit. He has allowed 16 runs, 12 earned in those 23 and two-thirds, 28 hits against him, 16 strikeouts to 6 walks, 3 hit batsmen, opponents batting .298 against him. And Ostenson, last pitch for the Spikes two nights ago, the opener of this series, took the seventh inning, charged with 2 runs on 2 hits, a walk, 2 strikeouts, 23 pitches in that outing. He takes over for Braden Collette after the new right-hander did not allow a hit, walked 3, struck out 1 in one inning of work, 28 pitches, 12 strikes in his debut with the club, and now Ostenson, hardly making his debut with the Spikes, faces the leadoff man in the Trenton order, Ryan Vogel. Vogel, the center fielder, 2-for-3 with a pair of stolen bases and an RBI. He has scored 2 runs as well. Ian Battipaglia at second, Chase Englehart at first. A first pitch breaking ball, slider from Ostenson inside for ball one. 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Trenton. 4 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for State College. We play in the top of the sixth inning in the rubber match of this 3-game series between the top 2 teams in the second half standings of the MLB Draft League. And the 1-0 breaking ball low and away, 2-0. Santino Rosso, the former Spike on deck for the Thunder. 2 balls, no strikes. It is Russell at short, Cadu at second, the double play combo with Grant Norris at third. And the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball on the inside corner, 2-1 to Vogel. And the Spikes have turned 25 double plays on the ground here in the second half of the MLB Draft League season. That is still the leading total in the MLB Draft League second half. The 2-1 swung on and missed. Slider got him to chase. 2-2 the count. Ostenson looking in. out of Fairfield University up in Connecticut. Peter delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a curveball that time, and that is his first strikeout of the night. It's the Spike sixth. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Two gone in the top of the sixth, and here is Santino Rosso, the designated hitter 0-for-3 tonight for the Thunder. Out of the ordinary for him, but Peter Ostenson looking to make it 0-for-4 here and preserve what is currently a 5-4 deficit for the Spikes. Pitch. Bounced foul, first base side, past Matt Sweeney, the first base coach. Strike one. Up in Williamsport tomorrow at 6:35 against the Crosscutters. And then back here Saturday night, 6:35 against the Crosscutters for the Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway and appearance presented by Penn State Health. The bobblehead going to the first 1,000 fans at the 6:35 game. Of course, gates open at 5:30 as that pitch clubbed foul, first base side, 0-2. Early entrance at 5:20 for season ticket holders, at 5:25 for those with group tickets to Saturday's game. And you can be part of all the fun. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com, or you can visit the ticket office in person, open right now, or call at 814-272-1711. 0-2 to Rosso, first and second, two gone, the pitch. Swung on, lifted down the left field line. Castro on the run, makes the catch in fair territory, and the inning is over as Peter Ostenson comes in with a pair of runners on and strands them both here in the sixth. 5-4. Trenton still in the lead, but the Spikes up to bat in the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. New pitcher on the mound for Trenton, their fourth of the night. It is right-hander Jacob Denner. Or check that, left-hander Jacob Denner. He'll take on Caleb Hill, Josh Spiegel, and Cooper Hex, the 8-9-1 batters here. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Spikes trailing 5-4 as Denner replaces Antonio Escano after two innings of work for Escano, who was a right-hander. First pitch to Caleb Hill, breaking ball low, 1-0. Next offering from Denner, swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. One and one the count. Caleb, one for two tonight with an RBI single and a run scored. Coming home on the squeeze play, an error on the play, allowing him to score. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball. It's 1-2. Denner is making his 13th overall appearance for the Thunder. His 12th of the second half across both halves. 1-0 the record, a 1.31 ERA, three holds, and one for one in save opportunities as the 1-2 breaking ball is a called strike three on the outside corner, and that was well placed. That was on point. As Hill becomes Denner's first strikeout victim tonight, that is the seventh strikeout posted by Trenton pitching. Antonio Ascano went two innings, allowing one hit, no runs. He did not walk a batter. He struck out two, throwing 25 pitches, 17 for strikes. Josh Spiegel with a strike thrown to him to start the at-bat. Spiegel one for two this evening, a two-run homer last night. Got the Spikes bats going early on, and here's the 0-1. Grounded on to second. Engelhard to his right scoops it up. Throw to first in time. Two down. Denner, by the way, in 20 and two-thirds innings this season, entering the night, 31 strikeouts to just four walks. He pitched the final 2 2/3 innings, retiring every batter he faced, starting with a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play to cinch Trenton's 9-6 win, and that actually made Denner 1-0 on the season as he was credited with the victory. Here's Cooper Hex now in a lefty-lefty matchup. Hex shows bunt, draws it back, and a first pitch strike. Fastball over the outer half. Strike one. There's more right-handed action in the Trenton bullpen throwing, but Denner, a left-hander, with two outs and the bases empty, delivers the 0-1 breaking ball. That's low and away for ball one. Denner out of the University of Michigan, but a native of Closter, New Jersey. And he has been dominant in this second half out of the bullpen as the 1-1, breaking ball for a strike at the knees. 1-2 to Hext. 5-4 Trenton, bottom of the sixth inning. And Chris Reeder, I think, had to tend to something. Equipment behind the plate, but he is good to go. And Hext back to the left-handed batter's box. One ball, two strikes. Denner delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball, and Denner sets the spikes down in order in the sixth inning. We go to the seventh. Still Trenton 5, State College 4. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We go to the seventh inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Rubber match of a three-game series between the top two teams in the MLB Draft League's second half standings. Peter Ostenson back on the mound for the Spikes after recording the final two outs in the sixth inning. First State College with Andy Blake, Jack O'Reilly, and Hunter DeRoe due up. And taking it the rest of the way for this one with perhaps a furious finish in the offing, here's Steve Jones.
I have a feeling we're going to have a dramatic finish here one way or the other, Joe. Let's see what we got here. These two teams have battled now for three straight nights. That pitch misses inside from Peter. To be honest with America, it didn't miss, but it was ruled a miss, 1-0 the count. And that pitch is lifted in the air, foul, first base side, and that will get out of play. Jeremy Neff gutted his way through the opening 4 1/3. I mean, gutted his way. Collette gave up, to his credit, nothing, but he did have the three walks. That is line to right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. So the leadoff man is aboard. As we get rolling with Blake here in the seventh inning. Jack O'Reilly at the plate. You don't play the O'Reilly auto parts thing anymore.
Guess that's what happens when you homer last night.
Well, he homered last night, plus we were finding out it was influencing certain people. Jerry Valeri, for example, was buying auto parts for no particular reason, then selling them in the black market. What? That's foul to our right now to play. What? You act like it's some sort of crime to tell the truth. The set by Ostenson, middle infield double play depth. That is line to right field, long run for Hex. He's on the run. He reaches up. It's off his glove. The second one tonight off the glove in the outfield, and a run's going to score out of this. That should have been a double play. Wow.
Yep.
That's two tonight that should have been caught. I know it's a tough play. It's almost in some ways he overran it.
Like, Evan, he has made up a lot. We've seen right. Him in both center and right make up a lot of ground, but this will be a double.
Yeah. I think he overran it. I mean, when I mean overran it, I think by a foot.
Yeah.
Not like that he overran it. Like a foot where all of a sudden he had to reach back. The road to the plate. That's up high and inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. I mean, that's the tough part right there. And that pitch is 1-1 now for Ostenson. Upper part of the zone that time. DeRoe struck out swinging his last time. The set and the pitch. Breaking ball is a great curveball that time. That was tremendous. 1-2 the count. So it's 6-4 Trenton. Still nobody out. The key, you got to stay in contact with this team. Okay, they're playing with the lead. They play with the lead all night. You got to put some game pressure on them, which means you got to stop them. And the pitch. Breaking ball. He went curveball again that time. That was a purpose pitch, 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes.
Dalen Carraway, by the way, is warming up in the Spikes bullpen, though he has paused his warm-ups for the time being.
Carraway's been really good. Pitch. That's outside for ball, 3-2 the count. Three balls and two strikes.
Meanwhile, in the Trenton bullpen, Sonny Fauci, who left the game after just four batters, three walks, a hit batsman, getting a little bit more work in.
Yeah, it's a tough. I mean, he's had a good season. I mean, people don't realize in the second half, he's 10th in the league in batting average against the 200. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. Seventh strikeout for the Spikes tonight. Mount Indy Health Orthopedic Sports Medicine, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountindy.org/orthopedics. Pete DeRocher at the plate. DeRocher is 0-for-3. He's grounded out to short twice, and he's also struck out. Ostenson back to work. The pitch. He went around that time. That's a strike. pitch that wasn't even close to the zone. It just fooled him. And it's 0-1. The ball's at a strike. And the 0-1. It's popped up foul overheads and out of play. The other part about staying close with this team is Denner's now in the game. Now, Denner can't close the game. But he's pitched so well, it's going to be difficult against him to generate something.
Absolutely. You're hoping you can kind of manufacture some runs against him. He's not a pitcher. You're confident that you can just string three or four hits together.
Right. And the pitch reaches out and fouls it off first base side. It's a ball and two strikes. Seriously, he reached out and he went for that thing. And to be honest with you, I mean, it was not a strike. Here's the set, and Ostenson's 1-2. Wrapped on the ground foul. Donna Smith, a faux opportunity. Six, four. Trenton, Nevada State College, 7-4. 1-2. Up high, checked it, did not go. It's the right call. 2-2 the count. Guy below does not agree with what I said. Had my reasons. Ostenson looks in. Goes set at the letters, and the 2-2 to DeRocher. Wrapped on the ground, wide of the bag at third. Norris, of course, over there now. Russell's now at short. Cadu is at second, with Buford at first. So, 2-2 the count. And the set by Ostenson and the pitch. Hit high in the air, left field, going back, and underneath it is Castro. Backpedals, waits, and puts it away to gone. No advance from second by O'Reilly. His good speed. He tracks the ball really well. Credit where credit's due. Chris Reeder at the plate. Reeder is 0-2, struck out swinging in the first, walked in the fourth, and flew out to center field in the sixth. So we got our first look at Braden Collette tonight. And now we got Peter Ostenson, the third pitcher of the night. First pitch to him is outside and low. One ball and no strikes the count. Four pitchers have been used so far tonight by Trenton. And that pitch is to left center field. Castro on the run. He's there. He puts it away. And the inning is over. He covers a lot of ground. They get a run on two hits and strand one. Seventh inning stretch time. 6-4 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Saturday, it's a star-studded night at Mettler Field at Labrador Park. The State College Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. and fireworks light up the skies after the game. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health. And you can meet and greet and get autographs from this Happy Valley Hoops legend as he makes a special appearance. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the seventh inning. Spikes down 6-4. Jacob Denner will face Kyle Russell, Sebastian Castro, and Cam Buford, 2, 3, and 4 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the seventh inning. The two teams, the only two right now in the league with 17 wins. Percentage-wise, though, because of two fewer losses, Trenton's in front. Spikes are a game back, but even if the Spikes come back and win tonight, they'll be tied for first place, but not in first place. Because by percentage points, it would be still Trenton. Kyle Russell tonight is 0-for-2. Walked and scored in the first. Bounces short in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. So let's see if they can get something going here in the bottom of the seventh against a tough customer in Jacob Denner. The pitch at his line. And a great job at first by DeRoe to climb the ladder and rob him of extra bases. Fine play by Hunter DeRoe. One out. He was right on top of that, and DeRoe, to his credit, timed it perfectly and reeled it in. This is your fourth meal tonight. I've never seen anything like this. Here's the pitch to Castro, ball 1-0 the count. They brought that over in a forklift. What the heck? Hey, where'd you get that? You found it. Here's the pitch, wrap foul, 1-1 the count. They brought that in on a forklift. I've never seen anything that big. Unbelievable. 1-1 the count on Castro. Base is empty, one out. Bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Castro's 0-for-2. He walked in the first, struck out looking in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth. Had a double and a triple last night. Denner was terrific here two nights ago. 2 2/3, gave up nothing, struck out four. That's rap foul. Fourth pitcher of the night, Sonny Fauci started. Anthony Potthoff went 3 1/3. Antonio Ascano went an inning and 2/3. Now Denner. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. It never helps when the catcher catches it and kind of sweeps the ball outside. That doesn't help the perception of the pitch. They're shallow in the outfield, in center and right, a little deeper and left with O'Reilly. Shortstop Blake several steps toward the bag at second. Hit high in the air, center field, Vogel. Blake, the shortstop, though, calls him off in shallow center, makes the catch, and two gone. Cam Buford is 0-for-2. Hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, did not get a run in the first. Struck out looking in the third and popped out to DeRoe at first in the fifth. So here's Cam. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Start him out with a changeup that time. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. And the pitch. That's line down the right field line into the Spikes bullpen. Foul. It's 0-2 on Buford. Denner struck out four. Did not walk a batter. He gave up nothing in 2 2/3 on Tuesday night. Out of the University of Michigan, he only made one appearance with the Wolverines this year. 0-2 on the ground, right side. Engelhardt waits for it, throws to first in time. A quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning. He's retired all six he has faced. At the end of seven, 6-4, Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network. presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Top half of the eighth inning as the Spikes are down 6-4. We just got the food rundown from Jerry Valeri. You want to give a guy credit, keeping every concession stand in open just for him. And claims he found food. Now, he already had the press food, which was free. He's got a burger, a chicken sandwich, wings. Oh, and by the way, had a twist ice cream with hot fudge, cherries, sprinkles earlier. His cardiologist was here the other night. And the cardiologist is still in shock. Nick Palumbo takes over here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Nick Palumbo for a moment. Something I always disagree with. I always felt that Bill Parcells was a great coach. But the one thing you said I've always disagreed with is your record is who you are. That's not true. Circumstances enter into it, and Nick Palumbo is a perfect example of this. Palumbo is, let me see, he's making his 14th appearance, I believe. 14th appearance. So in the previous 13 appearances, he has had 11 outstanding appearances and two bad ones. So the ERA for Nick is 6.39. That is not who he's been. In the other 11 appearances this year, he's been outstanding. So I've never been one that subscribed to that theory because I think circumstances enter into it. Ostenson went an inning and two-thirds, two hits, one run. It was earned. Did not walk a batter, struck out two. In a related note, I believe because of Jerry, they're out of ice cream now and out of chicken. And Battipaglia at the plate, and he takes a ball. Battipaglia is 1-for-2. He doubled the right, scored in the second. He struck out looking in the fourth. He walked in the sixth. Palumbo throws hard. He can get it up to 93. The pitch down low for a ball. That was 91 there. It's 2-0. This is one of those, just get him back on the bike and let him ride. We're in the top of the eighth inning. 6 runs, 7. It's an error for Trenton. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for State College. Palumbo to the plate. Breaking ball low and outside. 3-0 the count. Started out the night at 72 degrees. We're now down to 64. The flag not moving at all in left center. 3-0. That's a strikeout or edge. It's 3-1. 91 with that fastball. Fireworks still to come here tonight. We'll see what Trenton wants to do with Denner in the eighth inning, whether he's coming out or not. The pitch. That's a slow roller to short. It's going to be charged there. Picked up, fired at first, low, dug out, and he's safe. He beat it out. wasn't hit hard enough as they went to short, and I thought Russell made a good play on it, but it's going to be an infield hit. Close at first, but I think he beat it out. Russell did the best he could. He charged, he fired it right away. It was in the dirt, and there's no question Battipaglia was past the bag when the ball arrived. Here's Engelhardt, 0 for 2, popped out to first in the second, flew to right in the fourth, walked in the sixth. Middle infield double play depth. Palumbo works on the first base side. The right-hander delivers. Strike on the outer edge. Good start that time. He started him out with a changeup that time. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. No balls, one strike to count. The pitch, there goes the runner. Battipaglia swung on, missed. Ball was on the ground, and Preston could not throw, and that'll be a stolen base. Count now 0-2 as the helicopter comes in to land on the pad over at the Mount Nittany Medical Center. Mentioned earlier, those have seen the new structure, the tower they're building is going to be 10 floors. That's where the new landing pad's also going to be for the Mount Nittany Medical Center chopper. 0-2 the count. Palumbo looks in with nobody out. We're in the top of the eighth inning, 6-4 Trenton. And the pitch. It's fouled, stays alive. Vogel at the top of the order is on deck. No balls and two strikes. Plenty of fireworks, but based on what Jerry's done, no ice cream left. 0-2 the count. Palumbo looks in, and Nick, high set right around the neck. 0-2. High and away, 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Just missed, in fact. It's 1-2. At Williamsport tomorrow, 6:35. Joe and I start at 6:20. Then Joe Crispin bobblehead night. And Joe will be here, meet, greet, and sign, and fireworks after the game on what should be a great Saturday night for baseball. 1-2, the count to Engelhardt. Runner goes on the ground to second. Knocked down at second, and everybody's safe. First and third, nobody out.
Center fielder number 14, Ryan Vogel.
That's ruled an infield hit. I also would not have ruled that an infield hit, but that's me. I think it's a play you should have made. Vogel at the plate. Vogel 2-for-4. Infield hit. Stole a base, scored in the first. Single knocked in a run. Stole a base, scored in the second. Fielder's choice in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the sixth. That's a strike. It's 0-1. Ball hasn't left the infield, but it's first and third with nobody out. This is the same situation we saw in the first inning. Ball wasn't leaving the infield. Down low to Vogel, 1-1. Spikes have to make a decision here with the middle infield because, I mean, do you want to concede another run? Really, what could help Palumbo here? He needs a strikeout or a pop-up here. And the 1-1 up high at the letter. Oh, man. According to TrackMan, that was a strike, but it was called a ball. 2-1 the count. Yikes. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. That is a looper to right field, a base hit. Run will score. It's now 7-4. Through the second, couldn't get him. Vogel gets his second RBI of the game. This has been an inning where the ball has not been hit hard in any way, shape, or form, but they got a run. Feel bad for Palumbo in this case. He's making a lot of really good pitches. And here's Rosso. 0 for 4. Struck out looking in the first. Popped to short in the second. Flew to right in the fifth. And flew to left in the sixth. Wow. Here's the set and the pitch. That's fouled third base side to the concourse and out of play beyond the Trenton dugout. 7-4 Trenton. Talk about a perfectly placed looper just beyond first base. Pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 0-2 the count. He had first and third there, so Buford was holding the runner. Engelhardt on first, so he couldn't get back to get it. I mean, it barely had cleared the infield by about 3 feet. 0-2 the count. Pitch to Rosso. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Eighth strikeout of the night for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Fit for Play. They offer fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fitforplay. Here is Andy Blake. Triple, single, reached in an error, also walked. 2-for-3. The pitch. Swing and a miss, blew the pitch right by him. It's 0-1. He went changeup that time. No balls and a strike. Now the double play gets you out of the inning, but it's 7-4 now. Here's the set and the pitch. It's on the ground, is short. Shuffles one. On to first. Stretch. Got him. Double play. Inning's over. Good job that time by Russell and Cadoux to turn it, and the finish at the end by Buford. They get a run on three hits and have one left at the end of 7.5. 7-4 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Saturday, it's a star-studded night at Mettler Field at Labrador Park. The State College Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. and fireworks light up the skies after the game. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health. And you can meet and greet and get autographs from this Happy Valley Hoops legend as he makes a special appearance. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Jacob Detter back to work. He's been outstanding again tonight, and he's been terrific in this series. He's given up nothing in 4 2/3 between Tuesday night and tonight. And he'll face Grant Norris, Parker Cadoux, and Knox Preston. Norris 0-for-2. He knocked it a run with a sacrifice fly in the first. It's also lined to short and flew out to center. The pitch takes a strike out of edge. 0-1 the count. Denner, the left-hander. He doesn't waste any time when he's out there. 6 foot, 195 pounds from Colostrum, New Jersey, as Joe mentioned earlier. The pitch. Boy. 0-2 the count, really? Turned 24 last week. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. One out. So that is his third strikeout of the night. He has retired all seven batters he has faced, and here's Parker Kadu. And in terms of the number of pitches he's thrown, Denner to this point has thrown 22 pitches. 19 have been strikes. That's on the ground to second. Engelhardt throws out Kadu. Two outs. He may be able to finish the game. To be honest with you, I think he can finish the game. That's the key. Here's Knox Preston at the plate. Preston is 1-for-3. He had a double to get the rally started in the fourth and then scored. He's also fouled out twice, once to right field, once to first. I mean, they do have a lefty warming in the pen, but boy, has Denner been good. The pitch, that's a strike. Good pitch there. It's 0-1. Didn't need any help from the home plate umpire in that one. He got help on a couple of other ones, but not that one. 0-1 the count and the pitch. Hit in the air, down the line and right, foul territory over there, and DeRocher then goes into fair territory, makes the catch, and the inning is over. He has faced nine batters. He has retired all nine. Jacob Denner has been just outstanding tonight and in this series. Top of the ninth, 7-4 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Saturday, it's a star-studded night at Mettler Field at Labrador Park. The State College Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. and fireworks light up the skies after the game. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health. And you can meet and greet and get autographs from this Happy Valley Hoops legend as he makes a special appearance. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dalen Carraway takes over for the Spikes after Nick Palumbo went an inning. So he becomes the fifth pitcher of the night for State College. Carraway is making his 14th appearance. He pitched against Trenton on Tuesday night, went an inning and two-thirds, two hits, one run, but it was unearned. He struck out two. 2-1 record with a 5.79 ERA with 16 strikeouts, 8 walks. He has 2 holds. He's given up 19 hits in 14 innings of work. He's also hit 3 batters along the way, but the last 3 appearances for Carraway have been really, really good. So in the ninth inning, he will face O'Reilly, Durow, and DeRocher, and Trenton with a 7-4 lead, looking to expand their lead in the MLB Draft League second half to 2 games. O'Reilly tonight is 1-for-2. Walked in the first and scored, bounced the second in the third, walked in the fifth, and he doubled and knocked in a run in the seventh. Bats on the right side, he's had a good series, including a 3-run homer last night. Low and outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Joe and I go to Williamsport tomorrow night, on at 6:20, 6:35, first pitch against the Cutters, first of a 3-game weekend series. And the 1-0. That's in there for a strike. It's 1-1. When I mean the first game of a three-game weekend series, that includes Saturday here. Joe Crispin bobblehead night. Joe will be here for meet and greet, signing. And the 1-1. Outside corner for a strike, sort of. 1-2 the count. One and two, the count on O'Reilly. Set. And the pitch. Popped him up in the infield, right side of the infield. Buford calls everybody. First baseman makes the catch, one out. Hunter Durow at the plate. Cleared the bases with a three-run triple in the first. Then he grounded to third in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth, and he struck out in the seventh. Rose one for four, but one of the biggest hits in this game. That three-run triple set the tone for the night. Because Jeremy Neff, not one ball had left the infield until that. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Caraway tried to go change up that time. One ball, no strikes. Still fireworks to come here tonight. 1-0 coming up. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Fastball at 89 from Dalen. Outfield straight away. A little bit deeper here late in the game, but the spikes are down 7-4. Trenton, 3 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth. And the pitch. That's fouled at the plate off the mask of Preston. Let's see if Preston's okay. He's on one knee right now. He's trying to shake it off and make sure he's all right. Home plate up by Don Goller. Concerned. Dalen Caraway comes in, checks on his catcher. He's okay. 11 years ago, Knox Preston was in South Williamsport at the Little League World Series as a participant. Now he's here in State College, and he's trying to shake off the cobwebs for the moment here. And that foul tip went right, boom, square off the mask. Don Goller will wipe off home plate. Preston says he's okay, let's go. 1-2 the count on Durow with one out. Preston's a tough kid. He's a great kid, too. Just a terrific kid. I know he's 24. He's not really a kid anymore, but still. Everybody to me is a kid. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strikeout for Dalen Caraway. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. You know, parents trust Mountain Indy Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountainindy.org/pediatrics. Pete DeRocher's 0 for 4 tonight. Struck out swinging in the first. Bounced to short in the third. Bounced a shortstop again in the fifth and flew out to left in the seventh. 7-4, Trenton top of the ninth. Spikes have Du Hill, Spiegel, and Hext. 8-9-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. DeRocher takes a strike. It's 0-1. Question will be whether it's Denner out there again. He's retired all nine. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut at that fastball at 90. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes the count. Caraway goes set. He's pitched really well the last three outings. He's doing it again here tonight. Here's the 0-2. High and tight at the letters. One ball, two strikes the count. Ball and two strikes. Sets. And delivers. Down low, it's even at 2-2. Hill, Spiegel, and Hex, they're due for the spike. So they'll go 9, 8, 9, and 1. Then they start cycling through the order again. Russell, Castro, Buford, Norris, Cadu. 2-2 the count. The pitch. Call, strike three, got him, the inning is over. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Have you had a great Mountain Indy Health experience? Take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about the great care in our community. To the bottom of the ninth we go. 7-4 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jacob Denner was outstanding. He went three innings. He gave up nothing. And I mean nothing. And struck out three. He gives way now to Ethan Bradford here in the ninth inning. The left-hander takes over. Bradford gets the ball here. Bradford is making his 20th appearance. He's 3-0 with an 0.91 ERA. 29 2/3, only 18 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. He has struck out 35, walked 15, hit 4. Opposing hitters 170 against him. Bradford, the 6'4", 200-pound left-hander out of Lawrence, Kansas, did his pitching at the University of Kansas, 24 years of age. He has not pitched in this series. He is the fifth pitcher of the night for Trenton. So here's Caleb Hill, who's 1-for-3. Struck out looking in the second. Singled, knocked in a run, scored a run in the fourth. Struck out looking in the sixth. Inside for ball, 1-0 the count. Spiegel on deck, then Cooper Hext. Spikes have mustered only 4 hits so far. Let's see what they do here in the ninth. In there for a strike. It's 1-1. I think he called it a strike. I thought he called that one a strike. Well, we'll see. It's down low for a ball. Yeah, it's 2 balls and a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. He now corrects the scoreboard. Well, it's very nice of Don to say Steve had it right. No, thank you, Don. Good. We're bonding. 2-1 the count. That's foul, third base side. That is out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just get something started and keep the line moving. 2-2. Fouled it again. Skips off the screen and into the seats and out of play. I don't think I've ever seen that here, where the ball skipped off the screen and popped over the screen. Wow. Very effective. 2-2 the count. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball. Got him with a changeup. 1 out. Josh Spiegel's one for three tonight. Grounded to short in the second. Single to right in the fourth. And grounded to second in the sixth. Grandparents here tonight. Grandmother's keeping score, by the way. Grant Norris's dad here tonight. It was great to see the families here. I think Andy Lee's family's here tonight, too. That pitch misses for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 93 with that fastball from Bradford. 1-0 the count. He doesn't waste time. The pitch. Fires that in for a strike. It's 1-1. That one at 92. I mean, he usually lets go of the pitch with about 12 on the pitch clock. And on its way. Down low, 2-1. It's the same pitch every time. 2-1 the count. Some are just a little lower than others. Bradford to the plate. Breaking ball outside. 3-1 the count. By the way, TJ Pound is on the bench, available to run if they need it. 3-1. That's foul. Bounces down below to our right. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to Josh Spiegel. Homer and a double here last night, a single here tonight. And the pitch. Foul tip into the mitt, strike three, got him. Two outs, and it's up to Cooper Hext. Interesting, Trenton's one of those teams. They don't play a no-doubles defense in the outfield. They got a 7-4 lead. O'Reilly's deep in left. Vogel is normal in center, and DeRocher maybe a couple steps back and right. But they do not play a no-doubles defense. And the shortstop, Blake, is a couple steps toward the bag at second. Hex tonight is 0-2 with a couple of walks and a run scored. Takes a strike, it's 0-1. No matter what, Trenton would have been the team in first place tonight anyway by percentage points. Now they're looking to open up a two-game lead, the 0-1. Checked it down low, 1-1. Kyle Russell, hoping for a shot, is on deck. Go to Williamsport tomorrow, and then Joe Crispin bobblehead night here on Saturday with fireworks. The pitch outside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count. The bullpen for Trenton has been outstanding tonight. Denner with three spotless innings, 9 up and 9 down, and now Bradford. Here's the 1-2. And he tapped it in front of the plate. It's a fair ball. They'll lob it to first, and Trenton takes two out of three, and they'll walk out of here still in first place in the MLB Draft League second half. They win it 7-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town.
from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
This is just for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Saturday, it's a star-studded night at Mettler Field at Lebrado Park. The State College Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. and fireworks light up the skies after the game. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health. And you can meet and greet and get autographs from this Happy Valley Hoops legend as he makes a special appearance. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Another interesting game here tonight, and really the top two teams in the league going head-to-head over the last 3 days, and all three could have gone either way, including tonight. Trenton finally won it 7-4 tonight, and their bullpen is a big reason why in this one. Sonny Fauci flat-out didn't have it, so they had to go to the bullpen the rest of the way. And between Jacob Denner and Ethan Bradford, they retired the last 12 batters they faced. In fact, the last 13 spikes in the game were retired in this game. Because of the bullpen work by Trenton tonight, the line scores 7 runs, 9 hits, an error, and Trenton left 8. Spikes had 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, and left 6. Anthony Potthoff, who stepped into a bases-loaded, nobody-out jam in the first inning and went 3 1/3, gets the win. He's 1-0. Jeremy Neff takes the loss. He's now 3-1. Ethan Bradford gets his second save. Time of the game, 3 hours and 11 minutes before 2,160. The Spikes are just shy of 89,000 for the season in the march to 100K. They now are at 88,922. 88,922 right now for the Spikes on this season. So Joe and I go up to Williamsport tomorrow. It's the first game of a three-game weekend set with two of the three up there at Bowman. But the middle one is the one I want to talk about. That is Saturday night. Joe Crispin bobblehead night here. Joe will be here with a meet and greet signing. And not only that, 1,000 bobbleheads will be given away to fans. First 1,000 fans, and fireworks after that game. It's going to be a typical fun Spike Saturday night here at the ballpark, and the weather's going to be spectacular for it on Saturday as well. 6:35 is the start. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com, or go to the box office. Most important thing, or walk up. Walk up as well. Okay, we always encourage walk-ups. Just to sit, look around and go, you know, the weather's great. They got a fireworks at Joe Crispin. Let's go to the game tonight. All right? So we'll see you here Saturday night. 6:35, gates open at 5:30. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.